It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business.
Well, we got somebody you need to meet here because she's better than we are. She's a nice person. Justin, explain what we do.
Well, this is the Download in Chicago Business, where we talk to leaders, both for-profit, not-for-profit leaders, CEOs, talk about how they run their companies, but also what they do with their companies. And today, Saul Flores is here. She's with La Casa Norte, which has done wonders for the homeless community here in Chicago. Saul, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, hold on. Let me get your microphone on. There you go.
Thank you.
Look, it running any sort of foundation is difficult. You're not flush with money.
Correct.
And a good portion of the time is spent trying to figure out how to do that. So how does that differ from a normal CEO's business in the big picture?
Well, I think we have many, many, many different stakeholders. So I'm trying to keep our clients happy, our donors happy, board members, neighbors, elected officials. So we have a lot more folks who are interested both in our success and concerned when we're not doing our jobs well.
And in regards to the homeless population in Chicago, how are we doing?
I think we're making some strides in some areas. In other places, there's a lot more to do.
Yeah.
A lot of what La Casa Norte does is really focus on families and children. As we see the summer and fall turn into winter, this is where shelters become much more vitally important to the Chicago area. For you, is this the prime time? Is this the crunch time to try and get homeless families and homeless in general off the streets and to some sort of shelter?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're concerned about folks being out, young people and families all year round. Certainly, it becomes an issue of life and death during the winter time here in Chicago. So yes, we work closely with other partners in the city of Chicago to make sure that shelters and drop-in centers are open so that young people aren't sleeping in cars or in unheated basements right. or garages.
You're putting a new facility together too, I understand?
Yes, very exciting. We've been working on it for the last 6 years. It's in Humble Park, brand new 50,000 square feet.
Well, it's community a big center. Undertaking.
Yes. We've been working on it a long time. A community center and new housing.
One of the stats on your website is it's about 19,000 kids navigate their Chicago public school education without having a home.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's an amazing
staggering number. For, you know, and they're to even think of, you know, you have to go to school. That's the safest place to be for attendance, and that you don't have a place to go after is why you're so vitally important in what you're providing for these kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, all of us had that experience of growing up, and I knew that I'd come home every day. I knew I'd get a snack. I knew where I'd do my homework. I knew where I could play with my friends, and that created a strong sense of safety and also my capacity to do well in school.
You had a foundation.
Exactly.
Right.
And so the fact that these young kids and young adults have to navigate without having that, I mean, that's not even a real first chance at life.
So as CEO, you've got to do a lot of things, including making sure the myths of the business are not propagated over and over again.
That's exactly right.
A lot of people don't know that families are homeless. A lot of, you know, the average person thinks a homeless person is somebody that has an addiction problem and frankly is lazy or they've done something with their life that they could have changed one way or another. We all know that we are one or two paychecks or one or two missed mortgage payments away from being in the same thing. So talk about that for a second.
Yeah, thank you for asking that. You know, one of the things I've said for years and the honor and privilege of doing this work is that homelessness is not an identity.
Right.
It's a set of circumstances.
And temporary.
That's right. And you talked about the fact that oftentimes in this country, we criminalize the poor. We say you've made one or two bad decisions and guess what? You're going to pay for that for the rest of your life.
Right.
Versus we know that young people and families and even adults, human beings have the capacity to heal, to be resilient. And why not offer folks that opportunity to have a leg up?
And nobody wants to live on the street. That's the amazing
right.
thing. When people
right.
go, well, get a job. Nobody chooses to live on a sidewalk. That's
right.
crazy.
And here's the other thing you mentioned. mental illness is also not a choice.
No, of course not.
And so substance use, well, yes, it's an action that someone has taken. It's also a disease. And addiction is a disease. And
right.
when we start treating it like heart disease and cancer and diabetes in this country, we'll go further.
Right.
There is a symbiotic relationship you have with government, with the city, especially in that they have public shelters. And we've seen this story over and over and over in the last couple of years about funding, about budgets, about these shelters being at capacity. This fight for affordable housing in the city of Chicago, a real not in my backyard vibe from neighborhoods. How do you, as a CEO, navigate all of that tricky area of when it comes to the political
yeah.
realities of homelessness?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly right. So my organization has hired me, and I've committed to that mission to be the best possible advocate that I can be. So that means talking to every possible elected official or appointed official to educate them about what is happening and to fight like heck for resources that and policies that we think make a difference in our city. And you're right, we're often having to walk that fine line between we support this policy, but it's not enough.
Right.
Or you've gone, you know, sort of 10 blocks and we wanted you to take 20.
I wonder with a lot of the things that are happening in our society that we have relied on in the past for governments to fix, and we're seeing more and more that they're just not able to do so. Should it just be privatized in the way that there should be more groups like yours with funding available from the corporate communities or whatever that take on this issue, an issue like homelessness, and just leave the government out of it?
Well, you know, I don't agree with that necessarily. I mean, no one can really, besides government, there actually is no other entity that has the wide lens of actually what's happening across cities, right? And government has that power and capacity along with purse strings. Now, does the private sector need to continue to step up? Yes. I think Chicago's corporate sector is very vibrant. Can they do more? Yes, we can always do more. We also have a big city and there's a lot of needs, right? And folks do come here. But I think it's about the partnership, right, of public and private coming together. As a nonprofit organization, we're held to the highest accounts, right? They're making sure that we're not committing fraud and, you know, doing everything in compliance, that taxpayers like you feel good about where your money is going.
Right. You know, so you said this new facility is opening in Humboldt Park in December. You're going to have ribbon cutting in January, and it's 50,000 square feet.
Yes.
So similar to other businesses like a Best Buy or whatever that overexpanded and got too much real estate, but this was 6 years in the making of this size. Have you been also thinking about the next step after that?
Oh, yeah. Great question. Thank you. So it was 6 years in the making. And along with the housing component, we're also going to have a healthcare center and a nutrition center. So it's a multi-use facility. And yes, beyond that, we're looking at projects on the south side. We've been talking to the mayor and some local community groups about Chicago's first tiny home village for young people who are homeless.
It's a great idea.
Englewood community.
It's a great idea.
So yes, we'd love to do that.
My final question just is about, we've seen this in Los Angeles and San Francisco. There's actually an interesting progressive idea in San Francisco about a tax on businesses for the homeless population. You're seeing in Los Angeles, the tent city in downtown, where it's almost becoming its own neighborhood with a name. We have a tent city with the homeless just south of downtown. Are we seeing governments change their approach to homelessness and being more open about the idea that housing has to be available, or that instead of what we've done in the past where we just sweep them, get them out of the way, and they'll find their way, that we might be seeing a sea change when it comes to homelessness?
Yeah, well, I think what we're seeing is that you can sweep, you know, in January and folks come back in June, right? I mean, it's going to be a cyclical issue unless we have real foundational work that helps to catch folks when they're in crisis so they don't fall so deeply. There is an affordable housing crisis in the city. You know, and yet we have whole neighborhoods that are still segregated, right? We have whole areas that are unpopulated. And so I think there's a lot more that we can do. I also want to remind folks that housing is just the beginning, right? And once folks are stably housed, then we work on getting kids back into school, helping moms be the best possible parents, going to school, right? Going to work. I mean, no mom that I've ever met, Justin, over the last 16 years doesn't want to be the best possible parent. And all that starts with a home, but also she has to feel like she's in a safe neighborhood, right? And this is a place where she wants to raise her family.
It's interesting.
We are pounding on people to vote. It's harder to quantify what politicians are doing in regards to the cause of homelessness and the poor than it is with some other issues because it can be so broad. Where do you do that kind of research? Where do you find out who is doing a nice job of supporting what you and others do in this this line of work?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think one is you could look at budgets, right? Budgets really speak to what elected officials support.
Sure.
And in the state of Illinois, we could look at our human services budgets over the last few years and what has happened and what hasn't happened. I think voters can also go and look to see, you know, how they're approaching partnerships with community. Are they keeping them distance away? How do we think about drug users? How are we thinking about the mentally ill? How are we thinking about folks coming back from incarceration? Voters can educate themselves on those policies.
Yeah, as a Christian, too, the great hypocrisy to me is when somebody claims to be a Christian and they go, well, listen, I'm dealing with those people. Those people. You start a sentence with those people, you talk to me about being a Christian. You talk to me about what a good person you are. God bless whatever health and happiness you have in life, and you ought to figure out a way to share it with others. And to work harder to do what you can to do good in this world. And what you do every day and your folks do every day, it's amazing.
Thank you.
You should be proud of it.
Thank you. Thank you. We are.
What's the website?
www.lacasanorte.org.
Sol Flores is the founding executive director of La Casa Norte, and she was our guest here on the Download in Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank.
And you can
Thanks,
help.
Sol. Thank you.
You can donate there, right?
Yes, and volunteer. We have Christmas gifts coming up. Lots of ways to get involved.
And in case you didn't know, La Casa Norte means...
The house on North.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, totally knew that. 2 years of Spanish. I got that, totally. Great to see you.
Thank you
Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.